call this meeting, the Board of Adjustments, together at this time. And Mr. Atchley, would you give us the roll call?
Okay. Dave Clementson.
Here.
Tom Gideon. He's not here. Bob Hanselon.
Here.
Mark Weiss.
Here.
And David Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. And would you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a single variance request. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings will be held on this variance request, which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like to, at this time, place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for the case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for the case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for the case to be heard this evening at the public hearing. A staff report will be read for the variance request, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment upon the variance application, you must sign up at the front of the room here. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against the variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. And Bob Hanselon, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Well, thank you. And tonight we have a request for a variance by Mike and Sharon Walker. And would you give us a staff report, Ms. Bassley?
Okay. This is case number 2012-008-V. The applicants are Mike and Sharon Walker, and the representative is David Haney. The applicants, Mike and Sharon Walker, are requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 1, which is the setback section of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are requesting a variance from the required 25-foot front property line setback requirement in order to allow for the construction of a 3,400-square-foot single-family residence. The location of the property, the subject property is located at 1189 A.B. Fine Road in Cedar Creek, Missouri. The Cedar Creek Township, Section 1, Township 21, Range 19. The subject property is currently described as lots 36 and 124, with basically lot 36 being in the front, lot 124 being in the back here of the AB Fine subdivision. The applicants do also own basically the contiguous lots of 34, 35, 36, 124, 125, and 126 of the AB Fine subdivision. The existing house here is currently located on lots 34, 35, and 125 and 126. On October 3rd of this year, the property owner applied for a Division 1 permit for the construction of the 3,400-square-foot residence or house on lots 36 and 124 of the AB Fine subdivision. Upon inspection of the property by the Division 1 and 2 inspector, it was found that a portion of the foundation had been constructed within the required side lot setback initially. And basically, to mitigate that concern, it was decided that it would be best to replat the six lots. And so basically, the six lots are in the process of being replatted into two lots, a lot 34A and 35A. And upon completing the amended plat, it was also discovered that a portion of the foundation has also been constructed, and that foundation would not actually meet the front setback requirement as well. The AB Fine subdivision was originally platted in 1925, with the majority of the lots in question being platted in 1956. And at that same time in 1956, the AB Fine Road was also platted. And that road has a 71-foot-wide right-of-way. And as you know, per the provisions of the Taney County Road Standards, the maximum road right-of-way width that would be required for a new residential subdivision road currently is 50 feet. So it is somewhat unusual to have the 71-foot-wide right-of-way. This property in question will be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system and a private well. And we've just got some various views of the property. This is the way the lot the two lots currently sit, and we've just got a north view, south, east, and west. This is the survey that's been submitted. Currently, like I said, there's a total of six lots. There's actually basically a lot here, here, here. There's three in the front and three in the back, and the property owner is replatting this into two lots to ensure we don't have any side setback issues. Like I said, the property is currently described as lots 36 and 124, and once this amended plat is approved, basically the house will sit on this lot 35A. This kind of L-shaped lot here. The applicants, Mike and Sharon Walker, again, are seeking a variance, a front setback variance. And, of course, per the provisions of the code book, the structure is required to be set back 25 feet from the front property line. And measurements to the structure are, of course, made from the closest portion of the structure, so even if there's an overhang on the house. And the applicants are requesting a 15-foot front property setback variance, which would allow the single-family residence to be constructed within 10 feet of the front property line. And this is a sketch that basically kind of shows that the existing foundation basically was poured here. And then the applicants are, from my understanding, also proposing a front porch on the house. In review, the applicants are requesting a 15-foot front setback variance, allowing the single-family residence to be constructed within 10 feet of the front property line. The buildable space within the property is also limited by the location of an existing 30-foot wide power line easement that bisects the center portion of the property, as is shown on the survey. The topography on site will also limit the area of the lot that will be available for the placement of the on-site wastewater system, and particularly the lateral field. And the last item is really due in part to the existing 71-foot right-of-way width of AB Fine Road. The majority of the other neighboring houses within the subdivision are each located approximately 10 feet from the front property line. The bulk of the neighboring residences were constructed in the 1960s and 1970s and basically wouldn't meet the requirements of the development code if they were being built today. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance of 15 feet from the front property line adjoining AB Fine Road, allowing for the construction of a single-family residence that will be located 10 feet from the front property line. Second, compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. We've got just a couple of really brief videos of the site. We just tried to do a quick 360. This is the foundation that has been poured on site here, and you'll see it just really briefly. I didn't get too good a shot of it here, but it does show the existing power line and easement running through here. This is the adjoining house that the applicants own as well. And on this one, I think I just took a few shots from the backside is about all I really took with this one. And this is the area where the power line easement runs through. Okay.
All right, thank you. Mr. Haney?
Yes.
Would you stand up, let me swear you in? Raise your right hand. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Thank you. And would you like to elaborate on anything that has been presented?
He pretty much had covered it, and if there's any questions, I'll answer them the best that I can. And we're just asking to line the house up with the rest of the houses down the subdivision, so this house is not sitting back in the middle of them. It'd look out of place and funny, and it just would hurt their value of the home if we had to set it back. And we're restricted on setting it back. We'd have to narrow the house because of the power line easement of 30 feet behind it. And that is probably why most of the houses down through there are setting, a lot of them are within 5 feet of the easement, and because of the power line cut behind it.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Haney? I have one. Is the porch, in addition to the foundation, mm-hmm. is going to set in front of
yes,
the foundation?
And it would line up perfectly even with the rest of the houses down the street.
Okay, and it still will be 10 foot back off of the proposed
yes.
Requirement.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you. You took my question. Okay. Is there a consensus we can make a motion?
Motion. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the variance request. Hearing no further discussion, I'll call for the vote then. David, how would you vote?
Four.
Bob, how would you vote?
Four.
Mark, how would you vote?
Four.
And Chairman will also vote in the favor, so you do have your variance request. Do you know by any chance what they were planning to do with a 70-foot road back in 1965?
Well, with the name AB Fine, it must have been some type of highway.
Some kind of highway back then? Or?
All right.
Ask the question that somebody might be able to answer for me. You know, a lot of these folks that live down the street, and there's a whole line of houses down through there, that have a 5 foot front yard or less. I'm not sure, I know exactly where this is because of our new survey, but when you kind of line it up, look down it, and that 71 foot easement would never be used. Is there any way that that could be changed to a 50 foot easement so the people have property to park their vehicle on? I've been asked that by a few homeowners, and I was just
remind me, AB Fine, it's a county-maintained road, isn't it?
Yes.
It would likely involve a petition of the county commission, since it is county-maintained. I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I know all the steps of that process, but it likely would involve a petition of the commission and probably a replat of those lots as well. Showing that land is being given back essentially to those lots.
And probably most of those homes are already grandfathered in because of the time frame that they were built.
Yeah.
And so 1984, was it?
Yeah.
Really, 84 forward would be within the county codes, but not before. So it probably would be a waste of money, in my opinion.
And they'll probably never do anything with it, I'm sure they're not.
You're just thinking maybe to put in lawn or something like that further out? And,
yeah. I'm sure that some of the houses are less than 5 foot. They couldn't park their car without being on the easement.
I'm guessing they're already putting lawn out there and cutting
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You can see Benita later on. She'll have all the details on how do you get your plat recorded and those things. Okay. Minutes of the last meeting in September is before you.
Move to approve as typed.
All right. Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anything for the good of the cause?
I guess about the only thing that I might throw out there, the Planning Commission requested that the staff draft some nightly rental amendments. And so we've put together some nightly rental amendments, and they're going to hold a hearing on December 3rd, more of a work session type of deal, just to discuss these nightly rental amendments.
And that's a Monday night?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Bob, if they're prepared, could you email them to us?
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I do have one question.
Okay.
If this was Christmas Eve, would we be having a
Yes.
Well, of course.
I was trying to remember when does the
Christmas Eve services don't start until 9.
Well, as short as it was tonight, we could still make it.
I'm going to make a motion.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes, that's it.
And the gracious Christmas.